Hello and welcome back to Freedom Revamped the Podcast. Y'all, if you paid attention to season 4 episode 1, I said that there were going to be some episodes where I talk by myself. And quite frankly, after an episode that I just recorded and that will be released next, I felt the need to talk about a certain subject, and I really did not want to find a co-host or a guest for this episode simply because I'm so passionate about it and I just want to be able to talk about it. I'm kind of being selfish here. I want to talk about it without having anybody else's input, and that's okay. So this is sort of like a preface, I guess, to the episode that will be released next week. But today we are going to talk about my generation and church. Church is such a very crazy topic to me because I grew up in the church. I loved going to church. I was super involved. My entire family was super involved. And then it's just like, as I got older, I was kind of like, I don't want to go to church anymore. And my reasoning was pretty much very similar to a lot of the people within my age group's reasoning. And some people call it church hurt. That's just the general term for it. So today I'm really going to dive into reasons I know that people I know that are in my generation have stopped going to church. They haven't necessarily left the church because a lot of people are building their own relationship with God and even going to like Zoom meetings or watching different churches on social media. But sometimes the idea of going to church can cause so much anxiety because you feel like you have to be connected or you feel like you have to be involved. And the reason it causes so much anxiety is because of the people that are there, because of the way the people there act. So I really do want to challenge my fellow Christians. LOL, if y'all hear Nala, she's my co-host. Sorry, can't even talk. But I just really want to challenge my fellow Christians, specifically those that are older and quote unquote more seasoned in their faith, to lead and guide people to God from a space of grace and understanding. Because so often when you talk to people about things you disagree with that they're doing, it can almost seem like you're coming from a place of judgment. And while that may not be your intent, you do have to take into perspective the other person's perception, how they're going to perceive what you're saying, and create a space for open conversation so that people aren't uncomfortable talking about things that they believe in, or that people aren't uncomfortable talking about things that they have gone through. And that's how, you know, church hurt can come into place. We have so many Christians who are judgmental and who don't come from a space of love and who come from a space of like envy and just being mean or just feeling like they're better than. And new Christians and even people who have grown up in the church can almost correspond that with God. And that's why so many people leave the church, because this Christian treated me like this. And if they're saying they're following God, is God thinking the same thing about me? So I just really wanted to touch on that, because it's just, you know, so often we hear, why are young people leaving the church? Why aren't young people going to church? This generation is so lost. Okay, well, guide us. But guide us from a place of love. Guide us from a place of understanding. Share your story with us so that we can know we're not just wayward sinners who are leaving the church. Tell us that you were once in that place. And don't forget the fact that you came from that place, first of all. So let me go there. I do feel like a lot of older Christians, not just in age, but like people who have been Christians longer, do forget that they once were lost. And so when you're going to people to guide them to Christ, you might judge them, and that's, to me, that's not okay. And so I really felt this conversation was important, because if you listen to next week's episode, you will see that my guest and I had two very different perspectives on how things should be done. I personally believe that like everyone is going to have their own personal convictions when it comes to their walk with Christ. So like there are certain things that I know I'm not supposed to be doing because it will pull me away from God. But somebody else might do that same thing and like it does not affect their walk with God at all. So I do think that when we are having conversations with other Christians about things that they're doing that we may not be doing, we need to stop coming from a place of judgment and come from a space of, like I mentioned earlier, of grace and of love and of understanding that God is going to tell me what I should and should not be doing. And if you want to help guide me, do it from a space of love and not condemnation. No one has the right to judge anyone except for God. No one has the right to condemn anyone except for God. So that's all I'm going to say about it, because I could honestly go on and on and on about like church hurt and just different things that happen in the church to pull people away from God and pull people away from the church. But that is all I will share today. If anyone would like to join in on this conversation, I would be more than happy to do an episode about it with a guest now, but I really felt the need to speak about it by myself and get my thoughts out alone before I like tapped anyone into the conversation. So if you would like to talk about your experience in church hurt and building a community with other followers of God, feel free to email or DM the platform info@freedomrevamp.com or on Instagram Freedom Revamped, and I would love to have you as a guest so we can talk about this, because it's very important to the growth of the community of Christ. So that is all today, and until next time, continue to practice freedom. Bye.